So we're here with Dr. Morris LaMarche, soon to be retired here, a longtime doctor in the Pontiac region. Dr. LaMarche, how's it going?
It's going fine. It's end of November, and looks dreary outside, but that's the way it is in November often.
First off, congrats on your retirement. And can I ask you why you decided that right now would be the time to retire?
Well, I've been doing this for 47 years, and I just thought that it was time after so many years. I need to spend more time with my wife and my family, and I thought it was an opportune time to leave. There's a few doctors right now who are close to retirement, and if I wait for the next doctor to retire, then I say, well, I'll retire this because he's retiring, because it's just that it just like to make too many doctors that are retiring all at the same time. I was a bit fearful of that, but it's not the main reason. It's just it's just time.
Jeez, 47 years, that's absolutely incredible.
Yes, well, it's a long time. I think I just took it one day at a time and had lots of help with solid colleagues, which certainly helped. Because initially in 1976, I practiced elsewhere before 1976, but for a short period of time. But in 76, when I arrived, my wife and I said, "Well, let's say we'll be here for 5 or 6 years." Then, because we didn't know too much what we were getting into, and also, our family lives in Ottawa, and they were was an unknown region for us. So we weren't really thought that we would spend all this time here. But as I mentioned, everything was was stable, and it was a good environment, and we interesting work, and not that far from the city if we wanted to go down to Ottawa, where my family lives, and also my wife's family is from Ottawa. So it was, and we had more energy maybe in those days, so that we wouldn't mind going down to Ottawa and coming back on a regular, sort of a regular basis to see family, and we seem to manage our time fairly well.
And can we rewind here a little bit here? Where exactly did you do your schooling, and how did you make the decision to come here to the Pontiac initially?
Well, I did my schooling in Ontario. I come originally from Hawkesbury, but then my family moved to Ottawa, and then I went to Ottawa University and did my training there. I then became a physician in 1973, and a little later brother-in-law was here as a physician, and his wife, Dr. Louis Morissette and Margot Morissette, and they were looking for a doctor because they were short-staffed, there were only three doctors taking the emergency call in the old hospital, and so they invited me, and I came. I was the fourth at the same time Dr. Padvin was arriving, having just graduated as a surgeon. And the five of us took the call in emergency, and certainly worked better from that standpoint. Dr. Kelly was still here at that time, but he retired soon after, and he was semi-retired when I arrived. First year I was traveling, I had a small bachelor apartment, and then after 1 year, we bought a house here, and we in Shawville, and we stayed in the same house for all this time. And as I say, it was a lot of work at first, but then more doctors arrived, and they were very solid doctors, and it made a really good team. I when I think about it, retrospectively.
And as far as your specialties there, you mentioned that you spent some time in the ER and that sort of thing, but what kind of, over the course of your career here, what kind of medicine did you sort of gravitate towards?
Well, it was office practice and hospitalization of patients and caring for patients that are hospitalized and working in emergency. And in those days, the call in emergency was a 24-hour call, but we could stay at home to take the call. And but that changed around 1982, where we had to be in the hospital to take to be on call in emergency. I had no special training to do this except the general medical, what the general medical degree gave us at that time with its training. And then we learned quite a bit too once I was here from the other doctors. And so it was again a very interesting and experience.
So you're mainly stationed up at the Pontiac Hospital there?
Yes, I was at the hospital, and my office was in the small shopping center in Shawville, and with the same office as Dr. Louis Morissette and Margot Morissette, and would spend quite a bit of time at the hospital with those 24-hour call in emergency and rounding on the patients in the morning. In the old hospital.
The lay of the land must have looked quite a bit different back then. So what were the facilities like? What compared to what it looks like now?
Well, at that time there were it was a small hospital there were two floors, and upstairs was the emergency, and sorry, there would be the surgical suite and delivery suite. And the emergency, of course, was downstairs. We had a small lab, and which was fairly simple as to what it could do, but gradually that improved over time fairly rapidly. And then the radiology was only for X-rays. We did not have CT scan in those days, and there were no MRIs, so we had to rely on just simple X-rays.
And you've seen quite nearly 5 decades worth of the advancements in the both the medical facilities here and in just technology and medical knowledge overall. What would you say is like some of the biggest changes from when you first came here and arrived and started practicing, and now looking back on the sort of the tail end of your career here, what are some of the biggest changes?
Well, the building of the new hospital, I believe around 1990, that made a big difference. And then there was enormous effort to get the CT scan where the population of the Pontiac was involved to raise funds, and this was very remarkable, and we eventually got the CT scan here, which, of course, changed the way we practice and could make confirm diagnoses, become even more of a evidence-based medicine. And arrival of some of more physicians also helped quite a bit, including an internist, and We had Dr. O'Neill was a GP anesthetist all along, but eventually we got one more anesthetist. So that we were evolving with the times, and our labs, I mentioned earlier, could do more testing, and we also got more specialists coming from the outside, which wasn't there at first, and over time this did vary according to the availability of the specialists did vary over time. And we still have specialists. We still like to have more specialists, and this is a big difference, I think, is we just evolve with the time, like so that we're always, I think, on top of the situation.
And what would you say that you like the most about practicing medicine?
Well, I always enjoyed the medicine, internal medicine. I am not an internist, but just to find the detective work in medicine, where we try to find the diagnoses with all the ancillary help that we have, including, of course, X-ray, radiology, and the lab, and this, yeah, that's one of the main feature that I like. And to be able to help people has always been, I think, ingrained in me, and sometimes this comes from the way we're brought up. And the aspect about the scientific aspect of it also has always been something to me that is very interesting. And and the fact maybe that there's so much variety as well in medicine. No two cases are similar in some ways, and that helps to bring down any monotony that one may envisage.
And as far as looking back over the course of your career, are there any accomplishments or particular moments that stick out for you that you're particularly proud of?
Well, for a number of years, we had formed a team to look to give education to diabetic patients, and that is one part of my career in the Pontiac, which I like to think about. And I was in charge of the Council of Physicians and Surgeons and Pharmacists here in Shawville, in the hospital. Every hospital has to have its Council of Physicians and Surgeons. I was in charge of that a few years in the 90s, and I think that was a worthwhile experience, as well as representing the Pontiac on the Society of Rural Physicians that was founded by Dr. McClellan and other physicians, and going to all these interesting annual meetings, and semi-annual sometimes. And also having students from McGill, mostly, sometimes at one point also from Ottawa University, and be able to teach to them was very valuable.
And just sort of jumping off of that, as far as advice, what would you say to a new doctor that's just arrived here in the Pontiac region specifically? What would you tell them as far as some pointers here?
Well, I think we try not to overwork, try not to burn oneself, just do it at a certain pace. And I was given that advice when I arrived here by the Director General at that time, who would seen other physicians burn out, and so I took that advice, and I think it served me well. I think it's an advice that is worthwhile promoting for all physicians, new physicians starting practice.
Dr. LaMarche, I want to thank you for your time, but just to wrap up here, I was wondering, I figure I'll give you the last word here if you want to address your patients or just the public in general, and do you have any sort of, message for them after so many years serving this region?
Well, I'm pleased to have served the people of the Pontiac. The people of the Pontiac are just great. I see it all the time when I read the newspaper, the Equity and Journal du Pontiac. They're doing fundraising. They're doing all kinds of activities to help out their community. And so I admire this, and I hope this can continue. There is that the sense of community persists.